This is attorney Larry Rowe. Question: why would you take a local auto crash case to a huge out-of-state law firm? Be smart, stay local, and visit me at LarryLRowe.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 580 WCHS, its employees, or WVRC Media. 580 Live is presented by Thornhill Automotive and is broadcast live from the Parmar Stores studio. From the studios of West Virginia Radio Corporation, the country, the United States of America, the state, West Virginia, the city, Charleston. This is 580 Live, and your host of 580 Live.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
He's kind of a big deal.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Dave Allen.
Hey, folks, a good Tuesday morning to you. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS from the Parmar Store Studio, brought to you part by the Thornhill Auto Group. Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Fruit Pharmacy text, 304-935-5008. 580 Live, again, brought to you by the Thornhill Auto Group. It's time for the all-new Thornhill Toyota National Sales Event. Visit them online, thornhilltoyotawv.com, or in person at the Thornhill Motor Mile, US 119. In Chavanville. Kayla Murphy served as our producer today. I want to say off the top of the show, thank you so much to Jeff Jenkins and to Dale Cooper for subbing for me last week as I did a little vacation time, and tell you about that a little bit later on. Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Executive Committee is in studio with us. We're going to get to him in just a bit. But I do want to welcome into the show this morning Angie Settle from West Virginia Health Right and Senator Tom Takubo. Angie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am great. Thank you for being here, Senator Takubo. You're making your debut on the show, I think.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you guys for being here. Now, you guys are here because there's a pretty big event coming up. And Angie, I'll start with you on that. Go ahead.
So it's our fifth annual remote area medical event, and we had a couple years off because of COVID. It's at the Bible Center School, which is, you know, right across from Kroger's, going up Southridge. A great event. It's all your local doctors that you know and love, nurses, medical people, pharmacists, et cetera, that come together for 2 days to take care of anyone in need, and no questions asked. We don't ask your income. We don't ask your insurance. And it's vision care. They have an eyeglass-making unit right on site, dental care, so cleanings, fillings, extractions, all of that, and then medical care. Dr. Takubo is our community medical lead for that department, so he helps oversee that department. So if you come in and you decide to have any kind of like asthma attack or whatever, we got the professional there.
Good to know.
Yeah.
What's the date of it again?
The date is it's Saturday and Sunday.
This Saturday and Sunday.
Uh-huh. Okay. And it's the doors open at 6 o'clock. Now this is going to be a little bit scary, but the lot opens at midnight, and then they start doing like a ticket distribution at 3 a.m., but don't let that intimidate you. You know, everybody wants to be early. There's some people want to be early, and then some people like myself that kind of skate in right on time or a few minutes after. So don't let that intimidate you. You can still, you know, come out. You don't have to be there at like 3 a.m. They'll be taking people.
And I guess the biggest question is because I was going to ask why so early, but because of the volume of people. How many people generally attend these things?
We've had anywhere from 500 to 1,000 over 2 days, but I mean, we have 400 to 600 volunteers. So it's just everybody's there because they care about the community. I always like to say it's West Virginians helping take care of West Virginians.
Well, Senator Takubo is with us. In addition to being a senator, he's also a physician. So thank you for your part in this thing, because I'm sure it's very rewarding for you to kind of go back to your roots there as well.
Yeah, it's a great event, and patients are so appreciative of what they're doing. They see that everybody, the whole community's come out to help. Always a wonderful event.
How does, Angie, let's go back to you. How did this whole thing come about? What was the origins of this thing?
Well, I will tell you. So back in 2016, when we had the historic flooding there in Clendenin and everywhere, you know, everybody always calls me or calls Health Right when we need help. So I, in turn, called Dr. Takubo. I'm like, you know, these people in Clendenin, we're having all this, you know, we need help out here. And then I made a connection with Remote Area Medical, which does these pop-up clinics like all over. They've went to Haiti and everywhere. So at the time, we talked about bringing them in right then. And they were like, you know, if we give it a few months, it sounds like you guys are trying to address like basic medical care and tetanus vaccines and that kind of stuff. We come in a few months, we can bring in, you know, eye care and all of that. So at that time, Dr. Takubo got on board, and Dr. Stansberry, Chris Stansberry, who's an optometrist, and they actually, we helped put this together, and that was the first one. We had the first one in Elkview, and then the rest have been at the Bible Center School. We try to pick somewhere kind of central, but then you know, Southern West Virginia, Boone, and Logan can come as well, and it just the rest
and
is history.
And this place got a lot of space there too,
yeah,
Bible Center.
So he even helped. There was some important legislation that we needed, so that volunteers from Save Virginia, if you have a great doctor from Virginia and he wants to come in and help with this event, we didn't have any legislation in place, so that a doctor like that didn't have to go through full credentialing and licensing for an event like this, and he actually helped put that legislation through. So now we're able to have special licenses for all of the different professionals so they could come in and volunteer for that
event. How do you get the word out to the volunteers? You said that you have all these volunteers. What means to you? How do you get the volunteers?
Go ahead, Dr.
Well, word of mouth. So, you know,
the best advertising.
Yeah,
that's
first,
right.
First event, it spread pretty quick, and then everybody talked about that and wanted to know what we were doing, how we were doing it, and it's grown every year since then.
Yeah. So a lot of Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got different ads up and billboards and things like that. We do have sponsors for the event, and the whole goal of the sponsors, you know, we've got some great sponsors, is to just try to break even. We pay for hotels for the RAM staff that come in. They bring all the equipment in, but we are the community host group, so we have to come up with volunteers and, you know, feed all these volunteers and everything. So we try to just break even, and some of that money we use on, like, billboards. We've even got radio ads that are running, just mainly to let patients know, but also volunteers so they hear about the event.
What kind of, I mean, I can imagine when you talk about all the services that are going to be offered there, what a heavy lift it must be, no pun intended, to get all that equipment in there and the different things that they have to bring. Because you're setting up basically a mobile unit out there. And so I'd imagine a whole lot goes into that.
It's pretty amazing to see just like the dental equipment. And like this year, there's extra COVID measures. So they have like these little tents for each dental chair to kind of, you know, keep all the containment of, you know, the air quality and everything. But it's amazing. We take all day Friday and do setup, volunteers set up and get everything in place. And, you know, all the eye equipment and all the pop-up medical equipment. And we're going to have our mobile unit there for, like, female exams. And then our mobile dental clinic that we take all over West Virginia, we're going to have it there. It has three chairs and Panorex and everything. But so it is quite the production, but and we're tired at the end of the weekend. But it's a great feeling, though.
Talking with Angie Settle from West Virginia Health, right, and also Senator Tom Takubo is with us. The RAM event, as it's called. Weather looks good for this weekend. I mean, I don't know how weather impacts
but the
weather's going to be good. And so, and I think probably a big shout out to the folks at Bible Center as well, because it's a big undertaking, I'm sure, on their part with their property as well.
Yes, so we try to be good little stewards and clean up and make sure everything's back the way that it was when we leave. But they've all, you know, they let us use their kitchen. You know, it's a great church, and they're always supportive. It's a great area to have it in.
Give us some good stories that you've had going back, either one of you, Senator Takubo or Angie, some good stories that you've had over the years, like success stories, if you will, or somebody that kind of put a smile on your face because you were able to help them.
Do you remember the one with Dr. Stansberry in the –
Yeah, there's probably at least one cancer that's diagnosed every year, but hopefully early enough that the patients were able to get something done about it. But I remember the very first year we did it, there was a gal, and she was one of the last ones that came through, but went through the dental clinic, and she came through, and just big tears just rolling down her cheeks, because every patient that comes, it's not just an eye exam where you get a pair of glasses. They do a full ophthalmologic to make sure that you don't have cancers or retinal problems, and that's where I think last year there was a macular melanoma that the guys picked up.
Yeah.
But she had big tears running down her eyes, because you also will get glasses, and they'll make them there on site. So a lot of the volunteers are taught right there how to use the computers, make the lenses, and she was just so excited to be able to see again. She had gone about 10 years and just couldn't afford a pair of glasses, and they always get two pair. And it's always neat too, because you know, my mind when I first heard about this thing is these things were going to be generic, goofy looking. These are all like last year's Bausch and Lomb donated lenses. I mean, they're the same things you'd want to go buy right now in a store. So,
and you mentioned the donations there too. I mean, not only the time that these people give, but also the products that they have to give. You mentioned Bausch and Lomb, you know, as an example, and so I'm sure the healthcare companies themselves, the suppliers, have to step up to the plate as well.
Yeah, so I remember last year there was like a whole family. It was a large family, and I have eight kids, so I can relate. But there was like a family of eight, and all of the kids except one got glasses. all that day, and it was really sweet just to see, you know, like a whole family get served. So there's just a lot of different stories. We've had people come in. We've had people go out in ambulances with chest pain and things like that. People really, it's sad that people put off healthcare like that. So this is a lot of what HealthRate does every day, 365 days a year, but it's kind of like I say, it's on steroids because it's like all compact, you know, all in 2 days. And
is there anything off the top of your head you can think of that you can't do there? I mean, obviously you're not going to perform.
We can't do surgery.
I was going to say, you're not going to perform a surgery in the parking lot, but as far as health, like just health screening, is there anything that's not, because you've got gynecological, in other words, I can't pronounce, optometry, dentistry, you've got all those things there. Anything that you can think of on
we'll be
top
doing
of
like HIV testing, Hep C testing. We'll have COVID vaccines, of course. We'll have a little bit of everything for everybody. So if you're having a problem, you know, and a lot of times people talk, oh, you know, it's like a, it's a positive event. Everybody that's there is there because they want to be there. Mm-hmm. So you know, don't think you know, oh, I better not do that or your pride or whatever. It's a great event.
Well, sounds like it. Now, where can people learn more about it?
So they can call HealthRate at 414-5930, or they can go to ramusa.org. You know, we're always looking for, you know, nurses and eye doctors. If anybody just thinks, wow, that sounds like a great event, I like to volunteer, they can always go to ramusa.org and sign up, or again, just call the clinic 414-5930 if they have any questions.
And you're still in need of volunteers. I mean, you can't have too many, I wouldn't guess, right?
We always need more volunteers.
And yes. So if you're listening to us right now and maybe you've got the couple hours that you can spend, what if somebody wants to volunteer but they can't spend both days? Well, I mean, just take what you can get from
there's
them.
There's a sign up. Yeah, we just take it for what we can. Yeah. We'll take
you can
it.
Do an hour, we'll do an hour. Is that what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, Ram tries to get you to sign up for the whole day. Yeah. Shh, don't tell them I told you. But people can do like 4 hours, 6 hours, or whatever.
Right.
Well, you know, just the more people that sign up, the more people we can see. They base how many patients we take on how many volunteers that we have. So it really can make a difference in who, you know, who walks away with glasses or who walks away with a tooth extracted that really needed it and who doesn't.
All right. Well, it sounds like a great event, Angie. Senator DeCubo, always a pleasure to see you. Thank you so much for being here. We wish you the best of luck this weekend. We'll be talking about it a lot between now and then. So, and I know you guys got a press conference coming up, I think, at 10 o'clock. We'll have that covered as well a little bit later on the website and on the air as well. So, guys, we appreciate you being here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much.
Angie Settle, from the CEO of West Virginia HealthRate, and Senator Tom DeCubo is here. Our phone calls to 580 Live, a service of Sears Monument Company, offering quality memorials since 1911 with locations in Charleston, Huntington, Beckley, and Parkersburg. Live streaming at 580 Live is brought to you by attorney Larry L. Rowe. Visit LarryLRowe.com or call 304-925-1333. And our texting service is provided by Fruith Pharmacy, your hometown family pharmacy. Going to take a break. When we come back, Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Party is here. It's 580 Live and a voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses live to make life better for you and your family.
Summer starts here, and it's time to get back to the Thornhill Motor Mile. We're inviting you to enjoy summer in style with the all-new Thornhill Toyota National Sales Event. Click or come by to save on the new 2022 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, or America's best-selling car, Toyota Camry, with 1.75% APR for 48 months, all with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Summer starts here with the National Sales Event at the all-new Thornhill Toyota. Visit us online at thornhilltoyota.wv.com and on the Thornhill Motor Mile, US 119 Chapmanville.
Hey, this is Dave Allen for Parmar Stores. And what do Kent, Ohio, Woodsfield, Ohio, Hurricane, West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia, and Elkview, West Virginia all have in common? These are just a few of the recent communities where Parmar has opened new stores. And in the month of May, Parmar will open 5 new stores in Greenbrier County, West Virginia alone. We're always hiring at our Parmar Stores, too. Visit parmarstores.com/careers. Download the Parmar app and sign up for our rewards card. And remember, folks, if there's not a Parmar store near you now, there will be soon.
Some X's are a real pain in the backside, but Omega Commercial Interiors has the X that's all about stress-free comfort. Hi, I'm David McCormick, owner of Omega Commercial Interiors, and I'm talking about the amazing X chair. Infinite recline, dynamic variable lumbar support, and available heat and massage make the X chair a customer favorite. Omega Commercial Interiors has X chairs in stock and ready to ship. The X chair is the X you'll love to see every day. Learn more at OmegaCommercialInteriors.com.
Greer Industries is a proud supporter of the West Virginia Scholar Program and West Virginia Wesleyan. For over 100 years, Greer Industries has been providing products that build a solid foundation and pave the way to a bright future. Greer Asphalt Company has three conveniently located asphalt plants in North Central West Virginia, where they can produce a superior product with unparalleled customer service, all WVDOH approved. To learn more, visit GreerIndustries.com or call 304-296-2549.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at RxBytel.com.
922, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858, Fruit Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Hey, the Charleston Dirty Birds are your professional baseball team and your destination for affordable family fun all summer long. Join the Birds home games for half-price beer and buy one, get one free hot dogs on Tuesdays. Winning scratch-off Wednesday, where each fan in attendance can scratch tickets, win prizes from Steak Escape, Elk City Auto Spa, Piggly Wiggly, and the Power Alley Grill. $1 beer night on Thursdays. Giveaways to the first 1,000 fans on Friday, and Mega Blast Fireworks every Saturday. If you need the full schedule, promotions, or to learn more, just go to dirtybirdsbaseball.com. The Charleston Dirty Birds are your hometown team. Well, it seems like forever ago since I was in the host chair. I was on vacation last week and the Memorial Day holiday as well. If keeping score at home, the last time I sat in the host chair was Friday, May the 20th. And, today is the 31st, so a lot has happened, to say the least. Couple of quick points and things I wanted to mention before I get to my guest today. First of all, as I mentioned on last week's show, I took my first ever trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Turned in my West Virginia card. I had never been to Myrtle Beach until this past week. My wife had been there numerous times, but I had never been. I'd heard good and bad about the so-called Dirty Myrtle. But I have to say, overall, not bad. Water wasn't quite as blue as what I'm used to, but still not bad at all. Weather was good, had some good food, which is always important to me. Time to relax a little bit as well. Overall, a good experience. But I did want to address something that I saw, or more accurately, something that I didn't see much of in Myrtle Beach. My wife and I covered a lot of ground in 5 days at Myrtle Beach. We both like to do the beach thing, but we also like to shop, and, you know, I like to eat. So we were all over, from North Myrtle Beach to the boardwalk. I mean, literally all over the beach. Good parts of town, the great parts of town, and the not-so-good parts of town. One thing I thought that I would see a lot more of but didn't was homeless, particularly some of what you see in Charleston and in some other areas. And I bring this up for a reason, because we've had people on the show talking about the homeless problem in Charleston, the criminal vagrants that you see every day in Charleston. We're told, well, this goes on everywhere. Now, granted, Myrtle Beach isn't everywhere, but the entire time we were at Myrtle Beach, again, covering one end of the beach to the other, the shopping areas, downtown areas, we encountered a grand total of seven. All right, read that again. A total of seven in the 5 days we were there. Again, the reason I'm pointing this out is because we are told from time to time it goes on everywhere, and it's simply not been my experience, especially when you factor in the size of the city of Charleston compared to other cities. Now, you've heard me say time and time again that this problem did not begin with the Goodwin administration. Amy Goodwin wasn't elected mayor until 2018, didn't take office until 2019, so it cannot all be placed on her administration. And it's a problem that I've seen developing. I started seeing developing more when I started working in the immediate Charleston area on a daily basis in 2017. Now, again, I offer no solutions, and I know what I'm saying here is strictly anecdotal, but we hear it goes on everywhere, and that simply wasn't the case. Not what I saw in the time that I was there. And some other cities that I have, over the last couple of months, Columbus, other areas, saw nothing. Just not what you see here. That having been said, the big news story in my absence was, of course, the shooting in Texas, Uvalde, Texas. By now, you've read and heard pretty much everything about it, I'm sure. It's a tragedy, no matter how you look at it, and I don't care what side of the political aisle you come from. But now the question becomes, just like it was following Buffalo a couple of weeks ago, just like Sandy Hook, El Paso, Michigan, Virginia Tech, Pulse Nightclub, Columbine, et cetera, et cetera. How do you stop it? The answer, in my opinion, quite frankly, is you don't. It's going to happen, and it's going to continue to happen. I'm not a pessimist, and I'm not an optimist. I'm a realist. The U.S. is by nature a violent country. The country is founded upon violence. But unlike the picture the left wants to paint, mass shootings, as tragic as they are not a major issue to most people. Now, hear me out. We keep hearing the numbers being thrown out about gun deaths in America, but in reality, the overwhelming majority of gun deaths, according to government statistics, are from suicides, not from mass shootings. Nearly half of the gun deaths last year were the result of homicides, and most of those were in so-called blue areas where gun laws are tougher. And so you get where I'm going with this. Again, as tragic as they are, mass shootings were responsible for less than 2% of all gun deaths last year. Stricter gun laws, maybe, but as we've seen in places like Chicago, criminals and otherwise crazy people like the shooter in Texas and Buffalo aren't exactly, pardon the pun, law-abiding citizens. Now, I have no issue, personally, if you raise the age on gun buying. It doesn't really bother me. It does seem a little ridiculous that you have to wait till you're 21 to buy a handgun. But the type of gun used in the Texas attack, you can buy it at 18. So yeah, I have no issue if you raise it. I don't know if it's going to change anything, though. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that if you look back at what all of these, most of these tragic shootings have in common, it all starts with the individuals themselves, the ones pulling the trigger, whom many want to give a pass to. It's not his fault because he was bullied, and that led him to do what he did. He came from a broken home or a dysfunctional family and blah, blah, blah. The single biggest scapegoat we have is mental illness, and it's a crutch that we all want to point to. The internet has made it a much bigger issue. I think the internet, and may go out on a limb here, I think the internet is a bigger issue than guns. I'll be honest with you. The internet gives some of these wackos relevance, which quite frankly they don't need. So, ran over. Just wanted to get those couple things. Much. Tony Hodge is with us, Putnam County Republican Party chair. How are you, man?
Good. How are you? I'm glad to see you back from Myrtle Beach, back to West Virginia.
Yeah. Were you a Myrtle Beach kind of guy? You been?
I've been a couple times. I went last year for my son's World Archery Tournament, so we had a good time while we were there. But this weekend, over Memorial Day weekend, we met with family up in the Summersville area, and we spent some time over in the National Park, the New River Gorge National Park. I've got my wares on today that I picked up over there. So we had a lot of fun. It was crowded, though. A lot of crowds are coming in, and that's good. Fayetteville's hopping. A lot of new shops opened up, small, you know, locally owned shops. The sidewalks are crowded, and it was great. We had a really good time.
And I think, too, that with the state of COVID right now, you don't want to say COVID is over because it's not. There are still people. I have known more people that have gotten COVID over the last 2 to 3 weeks than I think I did in 2020. And I don't know, there's a variety of reasons for that. You can say, well, people aren't masking up, people are being more complacent or what, I don't know. But I'm just saying, you know, it's not over. But I will say this. A lot of these events are going to be, I mean, based on the crowds that I saw, not only at the beach last week, but in driving to the beach, you know, the people on the road, I think a lot of these activities are going to be off the hook as far as the number of people that are going to come out there because people are just tired. In my absence, you penned an op-ed in the Gazette Mail about the always popular topic of abortion. I would urge folks to go back and read it from last week. What day was it printed? Do you remember off the top of your head?
Maybe Tuesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
May 24th.
Because the response, which I'm sure you read the response, was printed, I think, Saturday. So it was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week. I know, Tony, I know your feelings on abortion. You've made those clear in previous appearances on the show. But what led you to write the op-ed?
Well, what led me to write it was I'm a subscriber. Well, the op-ed, I don't know if you mentioned, but it was in the Charleston Gazette Mail newspaper. And I've subscribed to that for many years. Anyway, as I read the paper each day, I noticed on the op-ed pages, the opinion page, the op-ed page, that nearly day after day since May the 2nd, since the Supreme Court Justice Alito leak, that just day after day there was pro-abortion op-eds, pro-abortion opinion pieces, just one after another. So I went back through my papers and I counted them up and I realized there was 15 pro-abortion op-eds or opinion pieces and zero for pro-life. So So, you know, I was a little bit aggravated about that, but I said, you know what, if you want to see something done, you know, pick up the pen or, in this case, pull out the typewriter or the keyboard and get it done. So I penned a little op-ed and sent it in, and thankful for the editors down there at the Gazette for printing it. And it did elicit some response.
Pretty lengthy response in Saturday's paper, I think.
Pretty lengthy response. I thought the response was frightening and it was shocking.
For those that didn't, and I did urge people, Tony, to go and read it, but for those that didn't, give us the synopsis, the thumbnail of what you said in the op-ed.
Well, what I said was, see, Samuel Alito, if you read the leak that came out, and we don't even know if the leak is going to be the final decision of the court, but if you read the leak, what Justice Alito wrote, what he did is he cited something that President Abraham Lincoln said back in the 1860s regarding liberty. And he was talking about how liberty is hard to define. And so Samuel Alito was sort of drawing parallels with the ideas of liberty back in the 1860s with people, you know, different colors and things compared to the liberties of the unborn. And so, you know, I gave the quote that Abraham Lincoln gave regarding liberty. He talks about how, you know, it's so hard to define because to one person, liberty may be bondage to another person. And so Abraham Lincoln gave this little story. It kind of reminded me of an Aesop's fable where he talks about the shepherd drives the wolf from the sheep's throat. And to the sheep, the shepherd is his liberator, right? But to the wolf, the shepherd, you know, brings bondage. Hey, you took my meal away. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he's talking about. So, you know, how do you define liberty? And that kind of thing. So what I wanted to do was sort of talk about how, you know, this country back before the Civil War and then all the way up to the Civil Rights era of the 1960s, you know, we had some big problems with extending liberty to everyone who clearly deserved it, has a right to it.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel the same way about the unborn child. You know, I think that's, we had that double standard back then, and we still have a double standard now. Our country has a lot to work on. Not saying we can't get there and we can't fix things. I think we're always improving in a lot of ways, but we got work to do.
What do you think, if you had to look into your crystal ball, what do you think is going to happen with Roe v. Wade this summer?
Well, based on that leak, I'm very hopeful that it will be the decision will be overturned, which won't make abortion illegal in this country, but it will turn it back to the states. And then I'll tell you what, Dave, that's when the real work begins. Every state's going to have to work with their legislatures and things like that. You know, some states are ahead of the game. Oklahoma has a 6-week abortion bill. Other states have some like that. Other states are wide open. So it'll go back to the states. It'll still be a thing to deal with, but it'll be out of the federal, off the federal level, and that's a good first step.
A lot of, and I'm not a legal scholar. I know you're not an attorney by trade mm-hmm. either. You're probably a little bit more up educated on what I am, though. But a lot of legal folks, legal minds have said that decision in 1973, I guess it was, should have never happened on the federal level to begin with, regardless of how you feel about abortion, that it should have never been a federal issue. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and again, like you said, I'm not a lawyer either, but I can speak from the political side. And yes, from the political side, it should have never been a federal issue. But, you know, one of the things that actually it was pretty much the core issue of how that decision came down from, it was Justice Harry Blackmun. He was the justice that wrote the deciding opinion, from what I understand. And the way that he defined it was, he said, he claimed that the unborn child was not a person. And he's even quoted as saying that if the unborn child was a person, then the right to life would be guaranteed. So I contend in my op-ed that the unborn child is a person. It is a living you know, it is a living human. Even the person who wrote the rebuttal in the newspaper, she put in her rebuttal that she agreed that the fertilized egg is alive. The unfertilized egg is alive. The sperm is alive. And then the fertilized egg is alive. She wrote that, you know, those are her own words. And so then it comes down to when does the fertilized egg become a person? Well, according to the rebuttal in the paper and to Justice Blackmun, apparently it's not a person until the baby has been has exited the womb and the cord is cut. Now imagine that. And this woman wrote this in the rebuttal in the paper. She said that liberty and rights are not extended until the baby has came through the womb and after the cord is cut. What happens right in that moment before the cord is cut? You're telling me that baby doesn't have liberty or rights. I can't see it. And I think in my state, in West Virginia, I know a lot of people line up with us. You know, just a couple years ago, we passed a constitutional amendment that says that this state does not recognize the right to abortion. Mm-hmm. And that passed easily. So we know where the people here stand.
What kind of battles do you see in the state? As I said, if it is overturned and it goes back to the states, it will be then up to, as you said, the legislatures and the different groups to kind of work together. Probably not a whole lot of fighting in West Virginia. I mean, you're going to see some protests here or there, but I mean, you know where the legislature is in West Virginia and where they line up on on the political spectrum. Not just Republican, but I mean right wing. But when you look at other states, what do you see happening in some other states? Like it's going to be legal in California. It's going to be legal in New York. Your thoughts on those states?
Yeah, we hope that it wouldn't be legal in those places, but we know the political makeup there. But there's other places where you have a very diverse population, a high population, like maybe Texas, Florida, places like that. You know, it could get contentious, but these issues always are. But, you know, the thing that I love so much about our country is everybody has a voice. Everybody has the freedom of speech. Everybody can make their voice heard. I've heard you say it on your show several times that you love that people have the right to protest. That's great. As long as it's peaceful, as long as it's law-abiding, and I agree with you on that. I think that people are going to make their voice heard, and at the end of the day, the majority, I think, will win. So hopefully we'll have several more states that we want to see abortion ended. I mean, what we want to see is children have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We do the show each Monday through Friday from the Parmar Store studio. If there's not a Parmar Store near you now, there will be soon. We're going to take a break. We got plenty of text to get to and some other things, not just abortion-related, I want to talk to you about, including some of the results from the Republican primaries and how things are looking for the Republicans in the fall. Tony Hodges is with us from the Putnam County Republican Party. You're welcome to weigh in, too. You can text us or you can call us. Here's Monument Hotline for phone calls. It's 304-345-5858, or you can text Ruth Pharmacy. Text 304-935-5008. We're back after this. It's 580 Live at the Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
Brought to you by the Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses. Eric J. Tarr Family Businesses want to thank you for supporting local small businesses.
Summer starts here, and it's time to get back to the Thornhill Motor Mile. We're inviting you to enjoy summer in style with the all-new Thornhill Toyota National Sales Event. Click or come by to save on the new 2022 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, or America's best-selling car, Toyota Camry, with 1.75% APR for 48 months, all with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty. Summer starts here with the National Sales Event at the all-new Thornhill Toyota. Visit us online at ThornhillToyotaWV.com and on the Thornhill Motor Mile, US 119 Chapmanville.
Offer ends May 31st, 2022. Must qualify for TPS, tax, title, license, and $499 dock fee not included. See Thornhill for all details.
Trading in your business fleet or personal vehicle for a new one? Donate your used vehicle to Good News Mountaineer Garage and get the best tax deduction possible and the satisfaction of knowing your donation changed the life of someone in need. Good News Mountaineer Garage repairs donated vehicles and provides them to qualified West Virginia families, giving them access to employment, safe and affordable housing, health care, and other vital necessities, and putting them on the road to economic independence. Call 1-866-GIVE-CAR today for Good News Mountaineer Garage.
Poca Valley Bank, your community bank, is ready to serve you for all of your banking and financial needs. Poca Valley Bank has been serving customers in your community since 1908. Stop by the new Poca Valley Bank location at 3800 McCorkle Avenue Southeast in Kanawha City starting May 31st and let us become your community bank. Drive-through open daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. and 8 a.m. on Saturday. Visit us online at PocaValleyBank.com to learn more about our personal and business services. Poca Valley Bank, where relationships matter. Member FDIC.
Are you feeling uneasy about recent stock market volatility? That may indicate it's time for a financial checkup. Volatility is an unavoidable feature of the market. Your portfolio should be designed to deal with the ups and downs of the market while giving you the peace of mind to live comfortably in retirement. Give me a call or book online today. Your no-cost, no-obligation financial checkup. Retire right with John Burdett, 4thAvenueFinancial.com.
Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and 4th Avenue Financial are unaffiliated entities.
Presented by RX Bytel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's west side. Proud to bring you RX Bypack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxbytel.com.
19 minutes away from 10, Sears Monument Hotline, 304-345-5858. Food Pharmacy text 304-935-5008. Hey, this month, your favorite Hudson's Pizza location. Get yourself a large 18-inch pepperoni pizza and an order of cinnamon bites with icing, only $18.99. Visit hudsonspizza.com for complete details. Tony Hodge from the Putnam County Republican Party is with us. Text says, I pray my grandchildren look back on this time where innocent children were barbarically slaughtered, and I'm glad our culture shifted. Your thoughts on that text, Tony? I already know what your thoughts on that text are, but go ahead.
I mean, I think we do try to stay away from inflammatory language. Our object is to change people's minds, mm-hmm. to win people over, and so, you know, we gotta speak kindly to people and all that. But yeah, I mean, barbaric, I think, is a pretty good word.
Text says, going back to the homeless issue, I lived in Myrtle Beach for a year. The homeless blended well, particularly during the summer. Maybe it's because everybody looks homeless when they're at the beach, I guess, you know, including myself last week. There are a lot more homeless in Myrtle Beach than what meets the eye. Text says, America is a violent country. Feels a little strong, Dave. Sure, we have violence. We're a big place with much diversity. But to make a general statement that we're a violent place seems like too much to me. Point well taken. Tony says a text, what about the kids who are already born but don't have parents who are willing and able to care for them? How do we support them?
We've got a lot of, like I said earlier, we've got a lot of work to do. We don't have everything figured out, but absolutely, there's kids who need homes. I know a lot about the foster care system. Whoever texted that in, you may not even know who you're talking to right now, but I know a lot. I have a lot of personal experience in
it. You were a product of the foster care system.
I'm a product of the foster care system. Was adopted after being, you know, sort of basically maybe abandoned. And so I know a lot about it, and so that's why I have a heart for it. And yes, absolutely, we've got work to do. Our legislature's doing some things. I think there's going to be a foster care dashboard on the DHHR website. I saw Metro News reported on that. So, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, we got work to do. We're moving along. We baby steps, and everybody's got to put a hand in it, you know.
Text says, what's Tony's opinion on IUDs? Should those be legal or illegal under the thought that life begins at fertilization?
Let's see. What IUD stands for, I'm trying to think. I think the point the texter is making is
contraception. Do you feel the same way about right. contraception?
Well, I think contraception prevents the pregnancy, you know, so I would feel, you know, I don't have a problem with contraception, and I don't know, I think most pro-life people don't. I mean, some do. I mean, you know, I guess, but I don't.
Okay. Yeah. And again, you're just one guy. You're not speaking on behalf, even though you are with the Putnam County Republican Party, the Executive Committee. I always like to say when you're on the show,
I speak for me.
The opinions are of you and not necessarily of everybody on
Absolutely.
The right or within the organization.
Absolutely.
You're independently. Text says, I guess that the freedom to choose of the mother or the parents doesn't matter to this guy, meaning you. So he stresses one freedom over another.
Okay. Now, what was it again? Freedom to...
Well, what they're saying is that the choice of the mother or the parents aren't as important as the choice of the fetus, in your opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think to extinguish a life trumps, you know, whether we want to keep the child or not. I mean, that's the most important is life. Starts there.
Text says, if the unborn child is a person, then when do we get to claim an income tax deduction? When do they become citizens? If an illegal immigrant crosses the border and becomes pregnant, is that unborn child a citizen? None of you can answer these questions.
Well, I think that the pregnant person, you know, the pregnant woman, absolutely is. Would say tax breaks should start right then. I think, you know, once you're pregnant, you know, you're with child, as they say.
So, do you see any instance in which, in your opinion, because you're about as pro-life person as I've ever met, Tony, do you see any instance in which abortions are okay?
I think the extinguishing of life is wrong. I do. And so, I mean, I think...
In all circumstances, in your opinion.
Well, this is where it gets very difficult, because you have the question of rape, incest, and things of this nature. So these things are very, very, very difficult. And there are times where, especially, like, you know, you have Oklahoma with the six-week threshold or whatever. But there are times when grace has to be extended There are times when forgiveness has to be extended, and there are some gray areas that we just don't know about. As far as how we have to answer to our Maker and things like that, there are some questions where I even don't have the answers. I don't know. I really just, sometimes it's okay to say, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in the end, my overall preference is to protect life. And that's from the womb to the tomb.
What do you say to those people who may say about, you know, you and I having this conversation? These are two guys that have no business talking about women's rights.
Well, I don't understand why we have this dichotomy between. I mean, let me tell you that this is kind of funny, because in a world where the left will say it's okay for a man to be a woman and a woman to be a man, and man can be pregnant and men can be pregnant and all this stuff, these left wingers over here will say that all day long, but then they'll come at you and say, well, a man can't comment on this stuff. So right there's one hypocritical position. But the other thing is look, whether it's a man or a woman speaking up for the unborn, well, maybe you don't know if the unborn is a boy or a girl. How do you know we're not sticking up for the life of another female in the womb? That's what we're talking about, is the children in the womb. That's who we're trying to stick up for.
One text before we get to a phone call says, neither of you two have ever been a woman in that situation that you're pregnant under dire circumstances and not of your wishes. Your life would be ruined by having a child, so I'm in favor of an early abortion, but not up until the moment of birth.
My life has not been ruined by having a child. I have children. My life's not ruined. It's greatly enriched. I know, Dave, you don't have children, and that's perfectly fine. No, people don't have to, but I have children, and my life is greatly enriched.
Well, I think what they're saying is that, and I'm not trying.
If I had to carry a child,
if you had to carry a child that you were not in a position to take care of, or that you did not want.
Well, you know, then it goes back to personal responsibility. We know how children are made. We know how they're made.
Hasn't changed.
It's pretty much. Hasn't changed. It's been that way since day one.
Yeah. All right, 12 minutes away from 10. Let's bring in Robert. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I wanted to explain to the guests what an IUD is. It stands for intrauterine device.
Yes, mm-hmm. There we go.
It works, which I doubt that your guest truly understands. It works because it sits there in the uterus. It expels. It causes the uterus to expel a fertilized egg. So, therefore, in that term, it's an abortifacient. So some of these preachers out here that rant and rail against abortion, whose wives are on IUDs for birth control, are abortionists themselves. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy there. I'm not liberal. I'm not Republican. Well, actually, I'm conservative. Mm-hmm. And I would like to say that for my own church, during the last legislative session, when the abortion bill came up, they rallied the troops to go up there and march. The same week, the following week, there was a bill to try to increase pay and revamp the foster care system and the DHS, the social workers in this state, because apparently we're woefully inadequate.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about showing up to march for that. Nobody really cared about the children after they were born. It was all, we got to make sure they're born, and then we'll jump in and beat up on them and abuse them you know, it's nothing but pure hypocrisy. And most of these preachers out here have no understanding of the biology involved. You didn't even know how an IUD worked now, did you?
I did not. I'll be the first to admit it. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I was wondering what, I couldn't remember what the initials stood for, so I appreciate you saying that. But I will say, sir, I'm not a preacher. I don't know. You've said that twice.
I understand that, and I appreciate you for what you're doing. I appreciate that you're a product of the foster care system. I think that's wonderful, and that you have a heart for it. But not everybody does, trust me. And I hope you understand that an IUD has been around since the 50s, long before abortion was legal. We let IUDs be legal, and yet it's something that induces abortion in the body, spontaneous abortion.
Robert,
that being said, I'm going to bring up another question to you. What if a woman's at a high-risk pregnancy, and she's told to stay home in bed and limit her physical activity, and she goes out and continues to do the things that she's told not to do, and she spontaneously miscarriages because of that? Are we going to hold her responsible for being for her own abortion?
Tony, you want to answer
that? Just saying.
All right, Robert, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. Tony, you want to answer that before we go to break?
No, I mean, it's such a hypothetical. I mean,
but all these situations are hypothetical.
I mean,
a great number of them are anyway.
I mean, maybe you don't eat the right things, you know. Maybe you smoke or drink alcohol or different things. I mean, there's different things. My thing is we have to err on the side of life. You know, life is the most precious. It's we're guaranteed in this country the right to life, then liberty, then the pursuit of happiness. And so at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, when I'm dead and gone and in my grave, I won't have any regrets. I stood up for life, especially the innocent.
If you're not satisfied, totally unrelated, with your current pharmacy, check out RX Vitel on Charleston's West Side. Ask about their RX Bipacks. These are pre-filled pouch systems which divide your prescription doses perfectly as prescribed by your doctor. RX Vitel on the West Side, they are your neighborhood pharmacy. Quick text before we go to break. Does a fertilized egg have legal personhood? If so, is he worried about what legal decisions may follow, such as a child support payment or citizenship rights?
I would support child support from the moment of conception. In fact, I would support back child support, you know, all the way back to that point. Absolutely. The fathers have to step up. The fathers have to support financially. They need to be in the home. I support it in every way.
All right, we got to take a break. We're back after this. It's 580 Live and a Voice of Charleston, WCHS.
The brand new Generations Physical Therapy for Nitro and Cross Lanes is an Eric J. Tarr family business. Speak directly to your local physical therapist at generationspt.com.
Summer starts here, and it's time to get back to the Thornhill Motor Mile.
We're inviting you to enjoy summer in style with the all-new Thornhill Toyota National Sales Event.
Click or come by to save on the new 2022 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid or America's best-selling car, Toyota Camry, with 1.75% APR for 48 months, all with our Thornhill Value Plus warranty.
Summer starts here with the National Sales Event at the all-new Thornhill Toyota.
Visit us online at thornhilltoyotawv.com and on the Thornhill Motor Mile, US 119 Chapmanville.
Tax on a license and $4.99 dock fee not included. See Thornhill for all details.
Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, host of Amazing Americans. Each week on the program, we feature a highly inspirational person from the sports world. We talk to folks who have overcome great odds to succeed, performed heroic acts, who are great role models, or who have made life better for others in unique ways. These folks and their stories will inspire you. Amazing Americans, Sundays at 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. right here on the Voice of Charleston, 580 WCHS.
Presented by RX Vitel Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy on Charleston's West Side. Proud to bring you RX Bipack, a pre-filled pouch system which divides your tablets and capsules into multiple day doses perfectly matched to your doctor's instructions. Learn more at rxvitel.com.
6 minutes away from 10, Caitlin is all jacked up, Mr. Hodge, because she saw the Top Gun movie over the weekend. And you're a pilot. Have you seen the movie yet?
I haven't, but I'm looking forward to it. I've heard that it's really, really good, so I'm excited.
As someone who watched the first movie probably more times than the average person, it's better than the first movie.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Good.
I mean, the dogfight scenes are... You feel like you're in the cockpit of it. Like you're there.
Somebody I was reading over the weekend said you had to go see it in the proper theater to fully appreciate it, like an IMAX type theater or whatever. So
it's one of the first summer blockbusters I feel like in a really long time.
Oh,
like
good. That's exciting.
You've got to see it in theaters.
All right, let me get back to some text here. So last week the left wanted to save the kids from mass shooters, but this week it's okay to kill babies. You can't have both, according to a texter.
Yes.
Tell me about the illegal immigrant who becomes pregnant after crossing into the U.S. Is the unborn child a citizen, and does this allow the mother to remain in the U.S. because she's now carrying a citizen? Again, we're trying to get away from the hypotheticals there. A text says, why don't men have a say? It takes a man to get a woman pregnant, according to a texter. Texter says, not a pro-lifer, but I have to agree. If you can't take care of a child, then you shouldn't have done the deed that led to the creation of the child. What's an old saying? Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Texter says, God has left the building. He has turned our country over to the mercy of reprobates. This cancer has spread its way through the entire country, including the White House. It only goes downhill from here. But I'm not really sure which side of the aisle that one was on. Mm. Texter says, all Republicans taking care of the babies until they're born. Then you're on your own, Jack. Won't even keep assault rifles out of the schools.
I don't get all of that. It's the same argument. I don't know how many texts you've got with that. And it's simply not true. I mean, I am a Republican. I'm a product of this system. I know a lot about it. I know a lot of Republicans who are involved in the foster care system that help take, that adopt kids, take them in. It's just crazy. This is ridiculous. I mean, come on, people. Send some better texts.
Tex says, hypocrisy, demanding that the government stay out of your bedroom and your womb while simultaneously demanding they pay for your birth control and abortions. So Six is a texter of the take care after they're born argument. What you're really saying is it's better to kill that child than to give them a chance at all. You people are despicable, according to a texter.
You know they're desperate when they keep going back to the argument of they can't take care of the baby after it's born. This is desperation. Like, I'm getting a little bit worked up here because it's ridiculous.
Calm down.
Yeah, okay.
Calm down. All right. Let's go see what Rob has to say. Rob, you're on with Tony Hodge. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
You're doing fine. What can we do for you, sir?
I'm sure you all know what God says in Jeremiah 1 about before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That closes the case on life. But my other question is, I know here in Florida, not sure about West Virginia, if you kill a pregnant mom, why are you charged with two murders if it's the baby is not alive? And that law is in many states. And like I said, I'm not sure about West Virginia, but how can that not be a life if you're charged with two killings? I'd like to get an answer from Tony on that. He probably agrees.
Tony, go ahead.
I do agree. But as far as why it is, why it's not legally, I just have to say, I don't know the legal argument on that, but absolutely. I agree that a mother who's killed, who's pregnant. Yeah. That's a double homicide. I mean, that's a no brainer for a pro-life guy like me.
Absolutely, it is in Florida. But like I said, how can people say that's not a life and then you get charged with killing an unborn baby?
Well, a little bit of hypocrisy, as was mentioned earlier, I guess.
All right, Rob, I appreciate your phone call. Thanks a lot. Tex says, this guy has nothing but opinions, Dave. Why are we listening to him? Is he a friend of yours? Yeah, Tony's a friend of mine, very good friend of mine. But for that matter, so is Mike Pushkin. It's an opinion type talk show. That's what we do here Monday through Friday. Is we try to have we try to give different opinions. But yes, you'll be happy to know, Tony, you have made my friends list.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And I will say I'm also a friend of Mike Pushkin, and he's a friend of mine.
We've ate tacos together and didn't invite
me. Yeah, we didn't invite Dave, but we broke bread together. So now, look, guys. I mean, yes, I'm opinionated. I'm on here to offer an opinion. It's just a talk radio show. Is all it is. This isn't Legal Hour. This is opinion radio. But I try to make friends with people on both sides of the aisle. That's one thing I want to say, too. You know, we just came through Memorial Day, and I was thinking about all the dead who've died for our freedoms and things like that in our country. And I was just thinking, you know what? We are so divided. I hear people now this is a new thing I never grew up with, where people describe states now as a red state or a blue state. That's out of bounds for me. We can have differences and not be divided. We're all Americans. Come on, go out to eat with your best Democrat buddy, and or if you're a Democrat, go out to eat with your Republican buddy. Maybe we'll break bread with Caitlin one of these days. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you this real quick. We had about 30 seconds here. We just came off the election. Mm-hmm. Any way the Democrats make any headway in the legislature or anywhere in the state of West Virginia in the fall? Go ahead.
In the legislature, they're going to lose seats in the House and the Senate. We're going to gain more. Supermajority is going to get bigger. Democrats, it's over. It's over. Decades. You're out.
All right. But you can still go eat with them, right?
Yes.
All right. We're out. Have the news coming up. I'll see you tomorrow. Till then, have fun and love somebody.
WCHSAM, W243DRFM Charleston, and W283AQ Cross Lanes, a WVRC media station. We're proud to live here too.